Well, switching gears now to the Pacific Northwest, where the climate is changing and putting some national treasures at risk. At Crater Lake National Park in Oregon, the surface temperature of the country's deepest lake is rising, and there's an invasive crayfish that is loving the new warmer waters, perhaps muddying the lake's famous clear waters. Jess Burns from Here and Now contributor Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
Biologist Mark Buktinica has his hands on the controls of a large winch. He leans over the side of his research boat, looking far down into the depths of Crater Lake.
Okay, sight. Got the anchor and the trap coming up.
Shore is only a few hundred yards away, but it's deep here, really deep, about 800 feet. The winch is pulling in two cylindrical wire crayfish traps from the bottom, and astoundingly, they're full.
Oh, I see crayfish.
Get out of here.
Yep.
Buktinica says these are the deepest known crayfish in any lake system in the world, and an ominous sign of just how far the invasive species has spread since being purposefully released to feed introduced trout and salmon a century ago.
That's sound of a monkey's uncle, huh, Scott?
Yeah.
Scott Gerdner is another biologist at the park. He says for nearly 80 years, no one thought crayfish were a problem. But then something changed. In the past 7 years, they went from occupying 44% of the lakeshore to more than 75%.
And that may possibly result from an increase in the water temperature.
It's increased about 5 degrees over the past half century.
And it may allow them to have more success at reproduction. They just are more active at warmer waters.
The crayfish is the perfect invader. Omnivorous, aggressive, good at hiding, and trouble for native species, including the Mazama newt, a salamander found nowhere else in the world. It's disappearing as the crayfish take over its territory. But that's not all, says John Umick, a PhD student at the University of Nevada, Reno.
At these areas that we don't have crayfish, we have a ton of different species of organisms. We have, you know, lots of snails, lots of caddises, mayflies, and when crayfish come in, a lot of those just disappear.
These invertebrates eat algae that can cloud up the clear lake. The national park has called in experts from all over the country to advise the park on what to do. The scientists say crayfish eradication would be impossible in a lake so big. The best thing to hope for is to slow or halt their advance. One possibility is underwater fencing. It doesn't have to be high, because crayfish don't usually swim, just a foot and a half of metal flashing running straight out from the shore. And this brings us back to Mark Buktinica and those crayfish caught at 800 feet.
What are those crayfish doing down at 250 meters? Are they lost to the population? Is it a one-way street going downhill and they don't come back up?
Because if they do, the crayfish could just go around the deep edge of any underwater fences. Park scientists are starting to study the question, but time is running out for creatures like the Mazama newt, says Scott Gerdner.
We may be to the point that there's not a whole lot else we can do. And it's kind of a depressing situation because as a scientist, you want to do something. You want to do something to preserve that unique species that occurs only in Crater Lake.
Perhaps the one ray of hope is that parts of the lakeshore are still crayfish-free. And whether it's underwater fences or something else, scientists say acting quickly is key to protecting those areas from the army of advancing crayfish. For Here and Now, I'm Jess Burns at Crater Lake.
And Jess's story comes to us from the Northwest Reporting Collaborative, EarthFix.